Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode number 31 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good scene too. Last week we did Trump's rump, and yeah, the big lump of marmalade still hasn't moved on. But anyway, we might do another one on him if he doesn't get up off his rump and get out. And this week we are doing freeze your hole off. Now, this was inspired by some bad media dry ropes have been getting, and we are going to discuss in this podcast whether this is justified. A dry rope is a kind of a piece of clothing that looks like a pop-up tent and you wear when you are outdoors because it's waterproof and it is windproof and you can change under it. Okay, now I was gifted one 2 weeks ago, so I am in the middle ground. I don't know how to use it, and I don't know whether it's good or bad, and I don't know whether I am barred from certain places or not because I'm wearing it. So yeah, we're going to explore that. So I went out and about to talk to people to get their opinion on the dry rope and freezing your hole off. And first up, I met Biddy McLaughlin and her friend Katrina. Now, Biddy runs Biddy's Cottage, biddyscottage.com down in Dalkey. And she ironically has a podcast starting in a few days herself called Behind the Half Door, because her beautiful cottage, if you Google it, has this half door at the front. Oh, it's stunning. Anyway, she swims every day. So she's the first person I met. And then there's about your five or six other loons that I spoke to. So have a listen to these first.
So I'm here with the two inspirations of Freeze Your Hole Off. These crazy two ladies go in every day forever and ever and ever. Well, not forever. You're not that old.
You're 20 years are coming. Every
hail
morning.
Rain or snow.
And now, by the way, they're two blonde bombshells who look like, you know, I'd say they're maybe a year or two older than me, but maybe younger. I don't know. So we're all roughly in the same sex bombs area. So, first of all, we have Biddy, who yes. runs Biddy's Cottage in Dalkey.
That's right.
Yep. And what does the sea do for you, Biddy?
Well, we're coming down here, myself and Katrina, since 20 years now. And we come down every morning and we rinse everything out of our heads. We come in when there's water or no water. And to us, it's like, this is the beginning of our... This doesn't get better than this. It doesn't get better than this. One woman used to say, you go in like a briar and you come out like a lamb. And
oh, wow.
We come out like lambs. And we're kind of... And the crack is 90. Now, we've been here. We've been here long before many people coming now. And we had the whole place to ourselves. And now, of course, it's flooded. But we don't mind. We sit here and we observe them all. And we get killed laughing, looking at the different garbs and the outfits and the intensity. Like, we just want to relax. We're sitting there having the crack. And when you see some people come in, they're like champion swimmers with all the gear on them. And they're doing the full strides, like Olympic or a Tour de France in the water. Yeah. No, we just want to sit down and watch it all. It's hilarious. It's the best human observation you'll ever get. I think the reason I come down is that it just calms you down completely, gives you joy. Endorphins are freaking everywhere, and your day can only get better.
And you bring the flask and the tea, and do you bring the biscuits and the sandwiches?
Hot water bottle.
The pink hot water bottle.
IKEA hooks.
We bring the IKEA hooks, we bring the pink hot water bottle.
What are the IKEA hooks?
Oh, the hooks are for hanging the coat, and we have a little shelf here.
We put our
hooks up on the shelf where nobody
knows.
Oh, so
your stuff doesn't get wet on the
ground. But now we do have a little visitor, which we want to warn people about. We have a little visitor at 7:15 every morning, Roland. Roland the rat.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's not very exciting.
So we ask people not to feed the rat. Don't be feeding the rat now, because it might encourage him.
And then, so don't leave food around for the rat.
Don't leave anything around for the rat. So the rat would eat your towel if he had it.
Okay, so that's why you hang your stuff up.
That's why we hang our stuff up.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So do you give all your tips to the newbies like me? Because you helped me out.
We say nothing.
We keep our powder dry.
Keep our powder dry.
Keep our powder dry.
And you just watch them make a fool of themselves.
And we were here for the day, the big hole.
The big hole rocked down.
So there was a bit of an earthquake here one morning in August, was it?
Yeah.
And a big wave came, and the next thing there was a big whoosh, and the big rock fell into the water. So now we have a new kind of a landscape around here, which is...
Well, we missed it by 5 minutes.
Oh my God, would you have been close to it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we heard it coming down Collymore Road.
It's about 20 foot by 5 foot wide.
Oh my God.
That would have been the end of us.
Did anyone get hit?
No, thank God, yeah.
But you know what? We've been doing this journey for the last, I don't know, what we've been doing it for? Maybe
years.
On and off for the first 10, and then the last 6 we've been here every morning, and like Biddy said, it's like pressing the reset on your iPhone.
Restart.
And that's it. You come
it's
down.
It's about friendship as well, the two of us, the crack we have. Like, I mean, just we talk about everything.
We've seen everything. We could
so
tell
it's
you.
Therapy. It's crack. Friendship. It's crack.
It's crack.
And it's freeze your hole up. I'm doing a podcast. My name is Norma Sheehan, called Heal Your Hole. This week, the title of it, episode 31, is going to be Freeze Your Hole Off. Have you anything to say about that, lads?
We're from a group called Freeze Your Balls Off.
So freeze your balls off!
Freeze your rocks off.
Yeah. Can I join you? No, it's all men, is it?
This is the youth member here.
Oh my God. Freeze your rocks off.
Junior Freeze Your Rocks
That's
Off.
That's brilliant. Academy. What are the benefits, lads?
Endless.
We go in every day.
Every day.
Every single day, yeah.
So why are you here later today?
Because I had a couple of beers last night.
Right, fair enough. And does it get rid of the hangover?
Yeah, 100% it does, yeah.
Okay, what kind of banter is on your WhatsApp group of Freeze Your Rocks Off?
All clean.
All clean banter,
yeah.
My arse, yeah. It's clean. My arse.
Norma.
Oh, yeah, right.
And how's your hole?
My hole is... the salt water is definitely done.
Do you freeze your hole off?
I do, I freeze it regularly. Thanks very much, lads. Hi, I've 3 gorgeous-looking women here in front of me, and they're just out there in togs, so they're the real McCoy, and they're not the wankers with the dry robes, as far as I... Oh, wait, they might have one. How does it feel to have just got out of the freezing water?
Well, I only started 2 weeks ago swimming in the first place, and it is absolutely fabulous.
It washes all the misery away.
But these are seasoned swimmers.
We just love it. It's just inspiring.
Well,
and it's,
I only started swimming in winter time for the first time this year, so I've been swimming every week since the summer, and it's just a wonderful thing to do every weekend. So I love it.
Now, it's not an exercise, really. It doesn't
cut. It's a bit of an exercise. You swim out and back a few times, you know, but it's quite rough here now this morning, so it wouldn't be going out too far.
So how many minutes would you be in?
You're going to burn some calories when you drop your blood, your pressure, your temperature, that. Yeah, and then you swim out. So you will burn calories.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So I can go and have my Sunday roast. Okay, great.
I feel good about it as well.
And I see you've remembered your knickers, which is great, because my friend this morning forgot hers.
Yeah, it's always slightly embarrassing when you forget the knickers.
Yeah, I forgot the socks today, but that's all right. I have a pair of boots.
It's only 11 degrees out there, you know. That's not cold.
Okay, so it's going to get worse if we keep doing it.
You've adapted to it by then.
Well, thanks, ladies, so much for your comment. I'm doing a podcast this week called Freeze Your Hole Off, and I was wondering, have you anything to contribute on your feelings about getting into the sea? Are you regulars, or is this your first time, or what?
No, I go every single day, and I have done for the last 2 years, and getting in the sea is part of my routine. It's part of my life. I'm not the same unless I get in the sea. I can have a hot shower, I can have a fantastic breakfast, I can have an amazing morning with my kids. My swim has to be part of that for that whole day to start. That's how important it is to me.
Wow, you're like at one with the water.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I started 3 years ago around the corner from here in White Rock Beach, and I've constantly swum in the sea all my life. I got in the sea here because I've been in Ireland now for 12 years, and I got in the sea here, and the first time I got in the sea here, I roared my head off. I was in agony. It was horrible. I got out after 20 seconds. This woman laughed at me, and she said, "You didn't stay in long enough." And I was like, "What?" She said, "You didn't stay in long enough." She said, "You've got to stay in at least 30 seconds. I was like, cool. Met her on Sunday, came back, went back to White Rock in Dorky on the Sunday, met her on the Sunday, stayed enough, longer than 30 seconds. Hallelujah. Okay. There you go. And that's me. That was me off. And it's progressively got more intense, and I would swim in the dark at 6:30 in the morning in the rain and the lowest of tides. But it's crucial to me. It makes me a different person.
Wow, okay, because I'm new enough to it, but I'm finding it fascinating.
No,
keep
it,
going.
It makes me a different person.
Okay,
it's crucial to me.
So, like, you know the way people slag off the newbies? You wouldn't, you'd encourage people.
I wouldn't slag off the newbies in the sense of, and this will make me sound like a snob, but like, my favourite swimming spots around here I don't go to anymore because they're absolutely mobbed.
Right.
But at the
Do you think those people will die off, though? Not die, we don't want them to die, but wane off after COVID?
Yeah, perhaps. But you know yourself, at the same idea, if you're sharing something, if somebody else has never swum in the sea before and then suddenly they're doing it.
Yeah. And I mean, they're not peeing in it like they would be in a swimming pool. Oh, so,
it doesn't matter.
And it's come here. Deluded. The comparison between there is no comparison between a swimming pool and.
I won't get into a swimming pool. I don't swim in the swimming pool, but I swim in the sea.
Would that be chlorine or just?
Yeah, just the chlorine and like it really. But I've been swimming in the sea all my life. Only really since the last lockdown, I've got in every single day since then. But love it. I normally go at night. It's unusual for me to be here in the morning.
Okay, apparently you have the best type of towel, that they're really good. Yeah.
It's great because it's lightweight, but it dries you very quick.
So, yeah, someone yesterday called me a fucking dry rober.
There's a cult going around.
Yeah. It's all in the press at the moment.
Yeah.
I got my thing just at the right time. I've been swimming for like constantly every day for 3 years. And I'm like, I didn't have one. I bought one of these. And then I bought one of these. And then COVID came along. Now every fecker has one.
I know.
But so what? If it helps you get in, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Totally. You know, I don't like the draft now that comes up underneath sometimes. Like, I've got my Christmas pajamas on here.
I'm all about the draft.
You love a draft. Okay, I don't know what that means. Okay.
And you can quote his name as well.
Yeah.
All right, lads. Thanks for that. That's brilliant. Hello there, my name is Norma Sheehan and I do a podcast every week called Heal Your Hole. And this week I'm doing at the topic of freeze your hole off. And I see that you seem to be like, you have the wetsuit here, you have all the gear. Do you get in regularly?
Well, it's funny, I used to. I was a 40-foot swimmer for about 10 years, every day. And also snorkeling on the Sunday. And now I've gone to sea kayaking, but today I said, no, I'm going back to snorkeling as well. So I got in today for the first time in a long time snorkeling. And you know what? It's brilliant. But I remember now the great feeling of swimming without a wetsuit. When you get in and then you get out, it's like that wonderful rush. That you don't get too often, not at my age.
Because I got into the water today in just a pair of togs.
Yes, yes.
And I can tell you, I don't know what, whether you'd call it a rush or what, but I got something.
It's a lovely, nice tingly sensation.
Right. Now, I wouldn't call it a full climax, but okay, God Almighty, I need to try again.
I didn't. You said that.
Okay. So I see that you're here with your daughter coming out of the pool. Is it something you do together a lot, or is it?
It is. We do it 3 or 4 times a week together. Yeah, both here and in the White Rock.
Yeah.
So it's very refreshing first thing in the morning. A bit like a nice bath, you know. It's great.
A White Rock is a bit wild if it's wavy. I got shundered like a washing machine there.
Last week we were over there and it was as the tide had just turned, it gets quite rough with a very high wave coming in, so it can be dangerous enough at that point. Yeah.
But the surfers love it there if it's wild.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's great. There's great some great waves for bodyboarding and surfing.
Okay, yeah, really. And would you say it's got you through COVID, this bit of a dip every now and again?
I think there's a big increase because of the COVID. There's more people out doing sea swimming. It's great and probably more convenient for people, so it's easier.
Yeah.
So it's good, yeah.
Great. Lucky for people who live near the coast, isn't it?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Very.
Fantastic.
And do you enjoy coming down?
Yeah, I do. I'd say I definitely kind of drag him out. Okay. It's something I like, just gets you up in the morning and it kind of makes you feel like you're fully awake and something to get up for as well. So
I was talking to a woman yesterday. She said she gets a little climax in the water. I haven't had that yet. I was just like, Christ almighty, I must try and stay in for longer today, see what happens.
Yeah, see, exactly.
So any other benefits before I leave it?
No, I think you're just more awake and I don't know, it feels like you've done something already.
So I got into the water a while ago and I'm here now in my wanker's dry robe. And I was just wondering, are you a regular?
No, I'm a once a week. Once
that's a regular.
Week. Okay, yeah. And my family tease me, they call me a bit of a teabag because I dip in for about 2 seconds and that's it. But that's enough. It's very exhilarating.
And what do you think are the benefits of this pain?
Oh, well, the pain, if you're masochist, it's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, it's very good for your circulation, your joints.
Okay.
Very good health benefits. You feel fantastic after it.
Okay, so I should keep doing it.
So it makes the rest of the day more pleasurable.
Well, yes, because yes. nothing is as tough then in the rest of the day. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, thanks a million. Hi there, ladies. I'm doing a podcast called Freeze Your Hole Off, and I'm just wondering how you're feeling now after getting out of the water on a November morning.
Well, I'm feeling very calm, very at one with the universe now, Norma.
Good. And what do you think the benefits are of getting into ice-cold water? Because, you know, I'm chattering a little bit, but if you could tell me what the benefits are, I'd feel a lot better.
Well, I think it's very good for the nervous system. Chills you out.
But that's what I need.
Yeah.
So calm down.
Yeah, you're very calm. You're very calm.
Okay.
Yeah, very calm after it.
What else?
Very happy. I don't know.
What does the salt water do?
Apparently it's good for your skin, isn't it?
Good for your skin, and it's good for your fangita and everything. And what benefits do you get from jumping into the ocean?
Get a good saline kind of rinse out of your sinuses.
Yeah.
And then the hangover gets washed away, not necessarily through your nose, but somehow I never feel as hungover when I get out of the water as I do when I get in.
So it washes away all the misery in your life and all the misery in your brain and body, etc., etc.
Yeah, all the toxins, just leave it in the sea.
Okay. I notice you're not wearing a dry robe. You've kind of got a respectable coat on, but I'm wearing a dry robe. I got one as a present 2 weeks ago. Am I going to be egged? Because we're kind of hated at the moment.
I think there's a strong possibility of that, Norma.
Okay. And so what do I do to just tell them all to feck off?
Yeah, and they're waterproof, so.
They're waterproof.
The egg's not going to stick.
The egg's not going to stick. All right, girls. Thanks very much.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, yeah, I might get egged. And the 6 a.m. lads, those, how was it called? Freeze Your Rocks Off. They were good crack. I should have recorded them for longer. One of them was a Michelin star chef. Yeah, very interesting bunch of bios. Yeah, the sea is definitely better than chlorine. Okay. Now, it's not great it's for temperature wise, but I do think it's an addiction. I was kind of swaying to and fro. And while I was recording those various clips, you know, it took a few days to record them. And I did go for maybe two or three swims during that time. And the addiction is rising because I want to go back. So I don't know if it's something you get addicted to or it's just more people are in need of freezing their hole off during COVID. And there is a message here. I saw a sign while I was out and about, and it was saying dry robers not welcome. It was on a wall outside one of the local cafes. And here's the message it said under the sign. Now, it's in tiny writing, so you'll have to excuse my reading. Bathers are advised that sightings of dry robe wankers have increased in this area. They can be easily identified by their grim reaper silhouette, and I'm not wearing any knickers style of walking. They are known for taking up a ridiculous amount of space for the dry robing ceremony. They come in many different colours, but the most dangerous of the species is the camouflage dry robe wanker, normally leader of a larger pack of dry robe wankers. The camouflage dry robe wanker, CDRW, has extra annoying qualities like having a GoPro, selfie stick, drone, or assistant to document all 2 minutes of their swim. It's bloody brilliant. Bloody, bloody brilliant. But I need to speak for both sides here, right? So I read up on the facts behind the dry robe.
you know, I think I got it wrong because I didn't look into the right, you know, it was gifted to me. So I don't know if I have the right size. I didn't realise it's a changing robe. It's not a fashion item. You can get changed inside it, but I still don't know how to get something over my head while it's zipped up around me. You know, you can get your hands into it to do the business and to play with yourself, you know, dress yourself. It also, you can drown in it if you fall into the water. So that's not great. So you kind of can't fall into the water in it. But it is waterproof and windproof. And there's a beautiful story behind it. Here we go, which I googled. So it's not just something a wanker created. Listen to this. The dry robe was designed by Gideon Bright, a UK-based surfer with over 30 years' experience in the water. The first dry robe was based on an idea Gideon's mum had when he was a teenager. Surfing all year round, Gideon found that getting changed outside in the cold winter was no fun. Handy with a sewing machine, his mum decided to create something to make getting changed outdoors more comfortable. This change robe was like a huge cape with waterproof material on the outside, a towel lining and a hood. After initially being quite dismissive of it, the cape soon became an essential piece of kit whenever Gideon and his friends went surfing. Gideon always had the old waterproof and windproof robe idea in the back of his mind, but didn't really think to develop it. It took one freezing cold winter's day, years later, stood in a car park, in the rain with a soggy towel robe on, for him to decide to make something better. Initially setting himself up in his garden shed and after working on several designs and experimenting with different materials, Gideon developed a front zipping change robe that combined both a warm, advanced towel lining with a waterproof and windproof protective outer layer. The first ever dry robe was sold online in December 2010. The dry robe has received high praise since its launch and has become a very familiar sight on both beaches and on the backs of elite athletes all over the world. It has now become an essential companion not for just surfers but for swimmers, triathletes, obstacle course racers and virtually all outdoor sports have embraced the benefits of staying warm while changing outdoors, after events or just changing. Right. So yeah, fair enough. It's maybe they're saying that just any old Tom, Dick and Harry are wearing them now if they're getting in once a year and then they're swanning around after it. But to be honest, I would say you look so stupid in the bloody thing that nobody would choose to wear it unless there was benefits up from it. Like, because you look ugly, ridiculous. You'd look better with a refuse bag on. So, you know. And there's one last point here for anyone out there who just fucking hates anyone who gets in the sea and thinks they're a complete dick. I got this gorgeous message on from someone who said, oh, here we go. It's my last message now. I'm going to leave you in peace. But this is gorgeous. This kind of brought a tear to my eye. She said, sea swimming is like pressing a reset button. It's the human off and on again equivalent of solving a computer or phone that is on the fritz. Regardless of how you slept, what kind of a week you've had, how you're feeling, you come out of the sea feeling like the day has possibilities. Maybe it's a midlife crisis, but it's my way of claiming back some time from the family and work demands and announcing to the universe, but more importantly to myself, that I am here. I am alive. I want it all. Well, by all, I mean any. I love the acceptance of sea swimmers that no matter what shape or size you are, without makeup or attention to hair, in you go. I love the unspoken support at the water's edge. I love the verbalised support in the Baltic Bliss. It's Walt Whitman's barbaric yawp. And the coffee and the chat afterwards is the cherry on top. So that's lovely. So that's, I'm going to finish up with that. And I suppose if you like this episode, tell your friends. If you didn't, just shut your hole and sorry for taking up 20 something minutes of your life. Otherwise, Facebook, I have a couple of videos going up on my Facebook page of me jumping into the water half naked, screaming. Look, it was the first day. I got better after that. And that'll be up on Instagram, Norma Shane Actor on Instagram, or Twitter. I might put it on Twitter. And Facebook page, Heal Your Hole with Norma Shane. Okay, thank you very much, and hope you're doing okay, because I'm grand, and I hope you're all grand, because no one's great. And if you're great, just go help someone else, because we're not all grand, and we're not all great. Okay, over and out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.